Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Somebody sitting in their car getting ready to go to work or driving to work and just needing a nugget for the morning to get them through the day. And so today, if you read the title in the past couple of days, I've been talking about do you know who you know? And that's been a very, very important thing to me at this time. And I pray that it's very important to you also, is to know who you know. And today, do you know Jesus as your healer? Because I know it's a lot of sickness going around. I know people are being sick and, you know, things are just happening. So the enemy is really, really ramping it up, especially in the mind and in the situations to get you distracted. And so God was just dealing with me this morning, and he was like, you know, I want you to talk about Jesus the healer. Do they know that I'm able to heal? And so today he took me to the scripture of the blind man. We've all heard the story of the blind man in John 9. It's 1-12. You can read the story, but I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit of it. As Jesus saw a man who had been blind since birth. So this man hadn't even seen anything that God has created because he was blind at birth. Nobody in his family, his mother or father, had not seen at all. And so Jesus walked on the scene and he did something that was unusual, you know, in my eyes was unusual, because if I'm standing beside somebody and I bring my son to someone and like the doctor, I bring my kid to the doctor and the doctor does something that's unusual, like spit on something and then put it on my son, we might have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not something that's normally done. But we're talking about Jesus the healer, the one that has been doing things that nobody has ever seen before. Nobody's has ever witnessed. And so he spits into this mud, spits on the ground and creates some mud, and he puts it in this blind man's eye. And then he tells him to go and wash in this pool. And when he went, the man was obedient. He did it because he didn't know that Jesus spit in the ground. And all he could feel is something that's going over his eyes. And then I'm assuming somebody led him to this pool because he couldn't have known where the pool was. So they led him to this pool and he washed in this pool and he came out being able to see. And so the moral of this thing was that this healing wasn't about just this man. The healing was about them seeing the mighty power of God, the mighty power of the name of Jesus, of what is being done. What is being done? Because here's what happened later on down in the chapter. It talks about the neighbors and the people, when they saw him, they remembered him as the beggar man. They remembered him as the blind man. And then they was baffled because they could not believe that this was actually him. And so when they really believed that they, you know, saw that was really him, it changed the whole story of who Jesus was to them, the power that he had to make a blind man be able to see, to heal a blind man's eyes that he's able to see. I was like, wow, God, that wasn't even the tip of this thing. Then God takes me to, he says, I want you to go back. I want you to talk about your mother. I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's kind of a soft place for me. You know, I got all my crying out earlier this morning, as he took me through this process and what I was thinking about and what was being said and what was being done. And so I remember my mom having a lot of health issues. And this particular time, we were sitting in the hospital. She had had a stroke. And so I'm sitting there, and my mom, you know, her lips are twisted and all of this stuff is, you know, happening and all, you know, it's just a lot of stuff was going on. And so three doctors came into the room and they weren't looking good. You know, they wasn't really looking good. So they were walking up and they was like, "Miss Bryant, we got some news that we have to break to you." And so each one of us have a different thing we want to talk about. And so now I done sat up in my chair. And so my mom is just sitting there all calm, like, you know, nothing's happening. And so they start talking about she needs a heart transplant and she needs a liver and all of this stuff. And her body is shutting down and they trying to hurry up and get her on a short list for a heart and a liver and all of these things. And in my mind, I'm sitting here like, my mama getting ready to die. Dude, y'all talking about my mom getting ready to die. I got 100 things going on in my head. And I'm looking at my mom and she's sitting there with this look on her face like, "Okay, I hear what you're saying, but whatever." And I'm like, "Mom, do you hear them?" And she looked at me with this look on her face like, "Boy, be quiet." And I sat there and I'm looking at them and they were, you know, my mom says, "I'm going to ask y'all a question." And I'm looking at her like, "What question is she about to ask them?" She says, "Do you believe in healing?" And the doctor was like, "Well, Miss Bryant, yeah, I don't know where this is going, but well, I'm hoping that you can get healed. I'm hoping that we can get you on this short list. I'm hoping that we can get you this heart and this liver." And I'm looking at my mom and my mom's like, "You don't get it." And I'm done talking about it. So I heard what you said, but I'm okay. I'm okay. You can go ahead and go. I'm good. I'm looking at my mom. When they walked out of the door, they looked at me and they was like, "Can we talk to you for a second?" So I went in the hallway. It was like, "I need you to talk to your mom. I need you to talk to your mom about, you know, what's getting ready to happen and preparing herself and doing all of this stuff." And so I walked back in and now I'm just like petrified. I'm like on a whole nother level of anxiety, worry, fear, all of the above. My heart was like it was about to come out of my chest. I was so not knowing what to do. And my mom is sitting there in this bed like nothing's happening. They didn't say not one word to her. And she looked at me and she had her Bible in her hand. And she said, "Gerald, look, come here." And she opened her Bible up and she says, "Go to every yellow tab that's in the Bible." And so I went to every yellow tab and it had highlight stuff. She said, "Now, Gerald, let me tell you something." I said, if you don't get anything out of this, I'm going to need you to understand that you better have faith in the name of Jesus. You better have faith in the name of Jesus that he's healing. Why would he put it in the Bible and says, "By his stripes, I am healed"? Why would he say that I can lay hands on myself and I can be healed? He said, "Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get your hands. Put your hands on this Bible and you put one hand on my head and I want you to be in agreement with me. I don't need you to be in agreement with the doctors. I need you to be in agreement with me with what this word says. I need you to read it and I need you to believe it." And I'm sitting there with my mom and I'm crying and I'm trying to battle what the doctor said and battle what I'm reading. And so as I kept reading this, I kept feeling my mom strength, my mom's strength, my mom's strength. She starts speaking in tongues. My mom's strength, my mom's strength. When I'm telling you, when I walked back out in the hallway, when I left my mom, I walked back in the hallway and those same doctors was in the hallway. And I looked at them. I said, "Man, y'all don't know the God that my mom knows. Y'all don't know the power of Jesus Christ. My mom is not going to sit in this hospital. I'm telling you, she's not going to sit in this hospital. This is not going to be the testimony of my mom." And so I walked out and the doctors, I came back the next day and I walk in there and my mom's face is starting to go back to normal. So now she's starting to speak a lot clearer now. And I'm looking at her and she was like, "You good?" I said, "Well, yeah, I'm looking at your face. Yeah, I'm good." And we just start talking. Nurse came in. She was like, "Oh my God, Miss Bryant, your hands are coming back to, you know, you're getting strength in your hands." And I started crying. I mean, I started boo-hoo crying. They gave my mama a death sentence. And she stood and she looked at this death sentence like it wasn't even there. She looked at them talking about this like it wasn't even there. So I'm listening to you. I don't care what a doctor told you. I don't care if you sitting there with stage five or whatever the stage is with cancer. Let me tell you something. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I watched for myself. I watched the strength in my mom's body come back to life. I watched her face. I mean, her lips were like sideways. I watched them day by day come back to normal. I watched her speech come back. I watched her strength come back. I watched her actually do it. And so I had to realize one day I was sitting in the parking lot after I had talked to her and I watched all this stuff. He said, the power in the name of Jesus, Gerald, her faith in that word, her faith in the healer, nobody could deter it. Nobody could change it. No circumstance, no diagnosis, no anything was going to change my mother's perspective, her thoughts, her words, nothing. She wasn't going to confess what they were saying. She will always say the opposite. I'm like, mama, I used to think she was just being defiant. But what she was doing was exercising her faith. She was exercising her faith in the word of God. She was exercising her faith in what she believed. She was exercising her faith. Let me tell you something. I watched this woman walk out of that hospital. She told that doctor she was going to walk out of that hospital. And she walked out. She had this function at, you know, something, some type of function. Because my mom, she's a people's person. And so she ran this organization called HOW, Homeless Orphan and Widows. She started this company with absolutely nothing. And I watched her build this business, this company, this nonprofit organization that never gave her payment for nothing. But I watched her walk. I watched her live her life. And people, even me, people around her was like, this woman is insane. My family was like, you don't even get paid for this. You don't understand. She was getting paid. She was getting paid her healing. She was getting paid her strength. She was getting paid by God. God was just steadily promoting her. She was getting businesses and she had to, you know, everybody else paying rent in a building and she paid a dollar for as long as she wanted to be in a building. All she had to do was pay a dollar because what she was doing, she was feeding homeless orphan and widows. And I'm telling you that place right there was something that helped her truly come out of these things faster, because God said, I got work. She kept saying, I got work to do. I got to get out of here. I'm like, mom, you can't move yet. She said, no, Gerald, I got work to do. I got to get out of here. And I'm like, well, okay. But now I understand what she was talking about. She had to get back out here and start pouring into other people, giving into other people, helping other people, because that's just what she was called to do. That's what she was called to do. And so let me tell you, my mom used to write down. I mean, she journaled everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. She talked to God like she was talking to me and like I'm talking to y'all. I hope this is a good nugget for you, especially with somebody that's dealing with some type of sickness, because I'm telling you, my mama was an example of some of healing, was an example of some faith, was an example of believing in what the word says, believing that Jesus Christ is a healer. I'm telling you, because she spent her time talking about Jesus, 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 Jehovah Jireh, talking about Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. I was like, I watched my mom never get a liver, never get a lung. I mean, a heart. Never. She didn't get one. And she lived 15, 16, I don't even know how many more years after that. I mean, and the heart and the liver wasn't the reason that she died. It wasn't the reason. That was not the reason. My mom got tired. And so she sold her life for me and my brothers. But she left something for me. She left something for me and my brothers. She journaled everything. She journaled and chronicle all of these sickness, these things that tried to attack her. And she would say, the enemy trying to attack my heart. The enemy is trying to attack my liver. The enemy is trying. And here's the scripture. And she prayed these prayers. And then she write down what God said to her. Stand firm, Brenda. Don't allow your faith to waver, because I want you to know that I am here with. I'm talking about God speaking back to her, telling her what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. This ain't no joke. So let me tell you something. Somebody, my faith. Now I understand why the enemy tried to kill me. I know why the enemy wanted me to stay where I was, why the enemy wanted me to fall dead. I know why he wanted me to kill myself a long time ago. Why? Because he never wanted me to get to this place. He never wanted me to get to the place where my faith matches my mom's faith and goes higher than my mom's faith. I believe, not only do I believe that I am a healer, that I got healing in my hands, that I got an anointing to heal, but I feel like I believe, and I truly believe that I have the ability to raise the dead. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm talking about that's the way I feel. That's what I feel. I'm talking about deep down in my soul. I'm telling you, I've had the dreams. I even had dreams. God done had other people to have dreams and saying it, coming back to me and telling me it. The same dream that I had. So I know it's out of the mouth of two or three things are established. I'm going with the word. So let me tell you something. If you dealing with any type of sickness, you dealing with any type of sickness, I don't care what the doctor says. Believe in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is a healer. If he healed a blind man and he is not a respecter of persons, why wouldn't he heal you? You call on the name of Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to bombard you, to wreck your faith, to wreck your belief in what the word says. He says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay hands on yourself. If ain't nobody gonna lay hands on you, lay hands on yourself. Lay hands on your mind and let your mind start recovering. Lay hands on your heart so your heart start recovering. Wherever your liver, lay hands on your liver so it starts recovering. Start talking to the body and tell the body that it has to line up with the proper protocol, because God didn't allow your, he didn't create your body to have that. He didn't create you for that. He didn't create you for that. But the enemy will try to cause you to get you to think that this is the way this is just going to be. The devil is a liar. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So today, I pray that your faith go to another level. I pray that this message encourages you. It motivates you to get back up and start declaring the word of God over your life, over your health, over your situation, over your mind, over every aspect. Plead the blood of Jesus over you. Don't allow the enemy to take advantage of you. Today is not a day that the enemy gets to win. Today is the day that you get back your health. You get back the strength in your muscles that you can get up again. No longer you're just going to lay in the bed, but today is the day that you get up and strength comes to your legs. Start speaking to your legs. Start speaking to your muscular system. Start speaking to your bones. If your bones are starting to be weak, start speaking to your bones. Start declaring over your body. Start declaring over your GI system, your blood system. Start declaring over yourself and allow yourself, allow the word of God to start seeping into it and let your faith go to another level. It's that time. It's that time. So I thank you for being here. I pray that today, that this motivational nugget, as God calls it, it motivates you. It pushes you into the word. It propels you into the word. That healing is in your hands. Healing is in your voice. Healing is in your heart. Healing is in your soul. When you start speaking this thing, you start lining your words up with the word of God. You start lining your words up with your faith in the faith of God. You start lining it up. And when it's in right alignment, now you start to see something totally different. Now you start to feel something totally different. When things start showing up and start showing out, then you know that the love of God has showed up on the scene, that Jesus Christ, the healer, has showed up on the scene. And it's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. So I thank you for joining me once again for this Nuggets. I'm Gerald, one part of Gem Ministry, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. We're on YouTube, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. And you can check out some of the material. Listen, we got books out. We got resources. You know, we just put out our book together, Bent But Not Broken. That's our love story. It's a lot of stuff that has happened in that the healer has done a whole lot of healing in our marriage, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically healing. I'm talking about healing, restoring things. And so go to our website, check out the book. My wife got a book and a workbook, Help for the Help Meets. So it's new things getting ready to come out. And I'm getting ready to, my new book is getting ready to come out, The Turnaround. So if you've listened to the Turnaround series, my book is getting ready to come out with that series. And so that I'm very excited about it. Things are getting ready to just explode. And I just thank God for this opportunity to share with you some of the nuggets that God gives to me, having this conversation with God. Some of y'all have y'all conversation in the shower. Some of y'all have y'all conversation with God in the closet. Some of y'all have, I don't know where you have your conversation with God. I have my conversation in this car with God. And why he says, let's go for a ride. And when I go for a ride with God, he just downloads all of this stuff. And I tell you, I sit in my car and I cry, but I want you to know that God is real. God is really trying to show himself mighty to a lot of people, And so I pray that these motivational nuggets hit you in a good place, and it propels you in a new place. So be blessed and have a great day. Don't allow the enemy to take your day. Today is the day that your body and your mind is being restored. All right. Once again, I'm Gerald with Gerald and Yvette Ministries, and it was a blessing to speak with you this morning.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.